The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Simon Tierney, I've been looking forward to this all day.
How are you, Shane?
I'm good, but I'll be better after this because I've always wanted to know how to properly fold laundry. My wife is brilliant at it. I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, I mean, likewise. Like, as I said last week, my wife is away in Brazil. I did 4 loads of laundry over the weekend because, like, there was loads left over from the kids.
Yeah.
I did it all myself.
Good man.
And I've been practicing. I was like, how can I mix this in with my work for the Hard Shoulder?
Kill
two
efficient.
Birds with one
I like
stone.
It. I like it.
And I figured out, like, I couldn't believe, you know the way these things come up, these kind of life hacks come up on your social media feeds, like how to fold things. And
I am a sucker for those hacks.
How to put on a duvet cover.
How to fold a fitted sheet. Those kind of things. And I don't really bother engaging with them, but because I thought that they'd be too challenging for me. That's where I kind of hold myself in these practical skill, life skills. But once I learned a couple, I couldn't believe how good they were. And I've brought them in to show you today.
Are they
Oh my
socks?
Words.
Yeah, so one's a t-shirt and one's a pair of socks.
Well, the t-shirt is folded so small that it looks like a pair of socks. I thought that t-shirt was socks.
Now, that's my daughter's t-shirt, okay, to be fair.
Okay.
So it is a small t-shirt because I've got limited space here. So, but I brought them in to show you.
It's the size of what? How would you compare
it? The size of a balled up pair of socks, t-shirt is.
A hot dog, I would say.
Yeah, and the socks, they're just so neat. Honest to God, when
they're
I learned...
They're not much bigger than a thing that would hold your credit card.
When I learned
the wallet, when I learned the
military fold, this is called a military fold. Actually, why don't we start with that?
Yeah,
okay,
the military fold
because everyone has
is
a
that
pair
because
of socks.
People in the military do this?
This is what the people in the military do, soldiers, if you're listening. So the whole thing with this is that you want your socks. What do you want your socks to be? Do you want them like really tidy in the drawer? Do you want them folded up really neatly when you're traveling? Whatever it is. This way.
I want all of those things. I'm greedy.
Previously, when
I just want them in pairs.
When I was doing this, I would just do it like this. What I've just done there is the standard thing where you fold one sock into another. And like, it's a bit of a mess. Takes up a lot of space. It doesn't look very attractive. What I'm going to do now, and I'm going to try and explain this without the advantage of visuals, is the military roll. So essentially what you do is you put your socks one on top of the other with the toes facing you.
Mm-hmm.
And the sock on top, I'm going to fold the top of it in on itself like that. Okay.
And so that's folded in between the two socks now. It's not folded out.
Exactly. Okay. It's not folded out. It's folded on the inside. And then I'm going to start rolling. And I'm going to roll all the way up to the very, very top, even over that initial fold. And then when I get to the top, I'm literally going to encase the entire pair of socks.
In the extra little bit of the other sock that you have. Oh, very good. I've heard this referred to as a sock burrito.
Oh, nice. Mm. That's a much better
nicer than military, isn't it? Sock burrito.
A sock burrito.
And it does look like a small burrito. Now, I'd be disappointed if I got that size burrito.
Also, you don't want to eat my socks. I promise you, they were well laundered before I came in.
Even still.
Shane, but the thing about it is, like when you see someone making a professional burrito in one of the places around town and you see them doing the fold, you think, I would wish I could replicate that at home.
With my socks.
I'm going to try that with the socks.
And you're never able to do it. It's so neat and tidy. But isn't that gorgeous?
It actually is very neat.
It's a thing of beauty.
It's quite satisfying looking.
It's really satisfying.
Yes, I see that.
So I am guessing you are a Big Bang Theory fan. Are you aware?
Yeah, I used to love the Big Bang Theory. Do you remember this, what I'm going to say about the folding board?
Yeah, Sheldon and the folding board.
Now, people who used to watch that show, they remember that it's very common in America that you wouldn't have a washing machine in your apartment, that everyone goes down to the basement and there's kind of a municipal washing machine. A municipal one. We could probably learn a few lessons from that. But what I always notice is that Sheldon is there, and they also often have scenes between himself and Penny, and he's there and he always wears these kind of very nerdy t-shirts, but he has a folding board which comes in 6 parts and they're all hinged. It's kind of a plastic board, and you put your t-shirt down on it and you fold it left side, right side, bottom side, and your t-shirt is perfectly
perfect. And it does it kind of take out creases as well a little bit?
Yeah, if you make sure that you lay it completely flat before you begin.
You smooth it as you're going along.
Like, the whole thing about this, Shane, is that people think, like, I know there's listeners in the car right now going, yeah, that's all very well, but, like, at the end of the day, are you not just creating more work for yourself?
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking this. And by the way, does that board that obviously was on a TV, does it exist in real life?
Yeah, you can get it.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Yeah, it costs around €13. You can get it online, no bother to you. You could probably make one as well, like out of an old cardboard box or something. But the point is this, right? I'm a bit of a convert because I thought that, yeah, it does sound like a lot of work, but it's habitual. It's part of your muscle memory. And the way I did that sock burrito a
second ago. You do it as quick as you would do.
Like, I've done it around 10 times since yesterday. And now I'm a total pro at it.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
We can't talk about folding without mentioning the goddess of folding, Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo is
who
really
my wife is an absolute disciple of.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Beauty.
The Marie Kondo thing, like, I would be very skeptical of the high priestess of home economics that is Marie Kondo.
But you don't believe in communicating your affections through your palms, no? When you're folding.
Has your wife said that to you from the other side of the bedroom? The only thing I would say about it is that
my bedroom's getting an awful lot of mentions on the
huge
show today.
And every time it does, it's very challenging to me visually, I have to admit.
Yeah.
You have produced a very nice, is it a Moana t-shirt?
Yeah, this is my sister's Moana t-shirt. She's
your sister.
Five. My daughter's Moana t-shirt. She's five. And the reason I brought it in is because it fits perfectly on the studio desk here in News Talk. And just before I get to that, like, the Marie Kondo thing, the reason I wanted to respond to that, Shane, is because there's a lot to be said for it. One of the things that I love about what she does is that you can actually see everything in the drawer when you open it up.
It does work.
And you know the way, like, if you're trying, like, suddenly you find something at the bottom of a pile of t-shirts or trousers in your drawer and you think, my God, I'd totally forgotten about those because they're at the bottom. With Marie Kondo, you can actually see everything without disrupting anything. It's brilliant.
It sparks joy.
But what I'm going to show you, it sparks joy. What I'm going to show you now, just because we're under time pressure, is I want to show you the ABC method, right? This is absolutely brilliant. I learned this literally 24 hours ago, and now I'm not going back. Have you ever heard of the ABC method?
No, Simon, I have not.
Okay. I have. I knew you were going to mention it. I looked it up. It is the maddest thing ever.
It's mad.
Does it work?
Honest to God, when I watched the video of this 24 hours ago when I was preparing for the slot, I said, there's absolutely no way I will ever be able to do the ABC method. But here I am.
As easy as ABC.
And you are a convert. So you have your t-shirt lying lengthways in front of you, flat.
So I've got my t-shirt lying lengthways in front of me. The neck of the t-shirt is on my right-hand side because I'm right-handed. And what you're going to do is you're going to identify three points on the t-shirt. This is to create a very simple, very clear fold that you can put in your wardrobe. The three points are A in the middle, about 3 or 4 inches from the top side. And the point B is right at the left-hand side of the neck.
We will put this video up on social media so you will actually see it.
I put it on my social media earlier and you have also shared it so people can get it there if not, Kira. And point C is at the bottom, but they're all on the same
line. On a straight line.
On a straight line.
About a third of the way into the width of the t-shirt.
A line of longitude rather than latitude, isn't it?
On the line of longitude. Yeah. Exactly, Shane. So I've got point A, point B and point C. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pinch point A.
The middle one.
The middle one, so that I'm able to lift it up. I'm going to pinch point B and then I'm going to link point B with point C. And this is what's going to happen.
So you're bringing the collar down towards the end.
Exactly, in order to create a fold. Shake.
Oh my God.
Fold.
There you not go.
It's
bad.
Like a magician. What Simon has just done is like some kind of a magician's trick.
What sorcery is this?
Yeah. So I suppose the idea with it is, and Marie Kondo always says that you have to hand iron. She uses that term, hand ironing, that you hand iron as you go. Because nobody uses an electric iron anymore.
And when she's hand iron, does she mean with her own hand or does she mean using an iron?
No, smooth it out
with your hand.
Okay.
I love that one. It works particularly well with small kids' clothes, as you can see.
Very quickly, it's if only there was some kind of machine that you could put all your clothes into and it would come out perfectly.
Oh, the
folded.
FoldyMate.
Does it still
exist? FoldyMate still exists. I was on their website earlier. This is a machine that, how would I describe it? It looks like a photocopier. It's that sort of size.
So first of all, it's quite large.
It's the size of a kind of a dishwasher.
For storing in your house.
Somewhere, like we've got so many appliances in our houses. Where are you going to put the FoldyMate? Right? It looks like a photocopier. It also operates a bit like a photocopier or a printer or something like that, in the sense that you feed your clothes into it.
It's like a fax machine from back in the day.
But it's massive, right? You got to look at it. Costs €249. It's on sale currently. I wonder why. And say if you have a t-shirt like this, you have to do a bit of work.
You feed it in.
You have to put it on two hooks, which then kind of suck it into the machine. And it has a series of rollers and arms inside. It makes a lot of like clattering.
This sounds hilarious.
It kind of irons it though as well, doesn't it?
It does.
So this noisy, giant, expensive thing goes into your house and you feed it. I can imagine trying to sell this on Dragon's Den to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a Dragon's Den thing, isn't it? I'm in for 30,000. And then it spits out
fiver.
Clothes at the bottom. And they are perfectly folded. Now, it's one of those things, Kira, that like it's the Dragon's Den thing. Like it sounds amazing, but like, are you going to spend so much time feeding and extracting from this machine that you'd be like, to be honest,
I don't mind.
Just do it myself.
The problem for me is I don't mind that my clothes aren't perfectly burritoed or whatever. They're grand.
But Kira, if you're not ironing, because very few, like,
I'm
do you
ironing.
Iron?
Very
if
rarely.
I'm
ironing,
an ironer. I still
folding
iron.
Folding has to.
You have to iron a shirt. I wore the shirt today. You have to iron it.
Did you iron that this morning?
I did.
Do you have a team of people doing that?
No, I ironed it myself.
Yeah.
I'm quite a good ironer.
Do you have a team of people?
Yeah, I wish. Anyway, you do. Do you practice what you are preaching?
Yeah, I do. Well, I will be practicing these new methods from now on. I don't iron. If I do have to wear a shirt, like in the morning for something, then what I'll do is I shake it out, put it on the hanger, and put it next to the radiator overnight.
Does that really work? It doesn't really.
And I kind of smooth it.
Good enough. He hand irons.
Is your wife going to come home from Brazil and the house is going to be immaculate? Everything's going to be perfectly folded away?
With the ABC method. And
the free FoldyMate that someone is going to now send to you because you're going to become like their ambassador.
Yeah, send them to News Talk Towers. FoldyMate, I'll be the Irish ambassador for that particular machine. If my wife saw a FoldyMate
giant
taking up half the sitting room.
Yeah.
With levers and pulleys.
She would not be impressed.
No. Oh, look, I think I'm just going to stay crumpled here over on this side of the desk. But thank you for that, Simon.
Yeah, we better fold it there. End it there. Simon Tierney, thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.